Turn shopping shower, don't pass it. This is the promise of our turn shopping season, refreshing. Sent from the Savior, Rabbi.
Certain messages, and I texted my hand and I said, look, Pastor, me, in the spirit I'm in now, I've decided to leave my job. If I don't have a job by the 9th of August, on my birthday, I'm handing in my resignation. It was a hard decision, and but I said, but I have to do it. And I will respond, and he said, ah, Father, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord help you to be like Brother Perry Green with his milk cows.
Mm.
You see, he had trucks that he had to sell, and he gave them up. Because the prophet said you should be, we know this one, you should be at a certain place at a certain time. And in the end, he gave them up. And the Lord, when he had given up to say, I'm leaving, someone rang and they bought the trucks for me. So like, I was looking for jobs here and there. And we have different ways of looking for jobs, you know. I see, like Brother World, he really go full flat out. And other brothers, which it's good. The Max once said to me, senior, he said, hey brother, as long as you searching, I can, Brother James knows, Once in Zimbabwe, we were given some stuff to sell. Remember those camels? And I said, Nick, my James, I'm going to spend some days on the mountain before I can sell. And it was amazing, because James, I said, brother, we have no time. I said, brother, it's not a dream. But the one time, it's an experience I had, and I always treasure in my life. I was praying, seeking the Lord, and at midday, I just felt like it's time. And I came down the mountain on my bicycle, and it was amazing. I was led to a certain shop. And I spoke to one man, and he sent me to another shop, and that was the man who bought there. You know, in a country where there's so many people, it's impossible to sell things, but it's I like the just when you feel it's time, when you let off God. So when I went, I was putting in lots of applications and they were saying, no, sorry. Somebody wouldn't even reply. And the principle you learn when you're looking for jobs, the ones that take 40 minutes or an hour to make the application, they don't respond. They're very rude. But the ones like, you just put name, phone number, CV. Those, they seem to respond quicker. See, so I learned that when looking for jobs online. And I also, the other thing I learned is those agents, I don't trust them. I prefer to do it myself. So I found one on LinkedIn one morning. I sent the thing, and by afternoon, she responded, she phoned me. Ah, she spoke, said, ah, look, ah, the rate, this, that. Cut a long story short, she said, I have something for you to go to. I went to this place for the interview, and I was so, we spoke of it last time, I was so under pressure and so tense. And even in the interview, there were things I changed, which I could have changed before I sent my CV, but I never considered. You see, I just sent it on. But those guys, I really enjoyed the interview, and when I walked out of that company, I just felt, wow, I'll be back here. I just felt like that. And you might say I'm saying it because I said it, but I really, God knows my heart. The last time I had the same feeling is when I went to top security, and I went in for an interview, and the man said, oh, I wish I could employ him, but I can't, because we're no more giving foreign people work permits, because when they get their work permits, they run away. But when I walked out, a voice spoke to me and said, you'll be back.
Amen.
And when I got to the bus stop, I was waiting for the bus, I got a phone call, and they said, George, can you come back?
Amen.
So where I left, where the voice spoke, within 5 minutes, I was back in there. And I spoke to that man's boss, and the next that boss's boss, and the boss's boss, and in the end, the director. And they gave me the job, the same day.
Amen.
You see, so after that day, when that feeling happened, and that I there was no voice, but I just felt in myself, I'll be back. And I went home, and then we were running around with Grandpa trying to help him. Then I was really seeing how the day that he got that job is the day when I took him to Leopardstown and brought him back. He said, brother, please, drop me at any point where you feel it's good for me to walk with my wife. So I left him. I dropped Grandpa and his wife, and he said, brother, that job, God bless you. You left me at the same place I jumped out. That's where I got the job. And we were rejoicing. Oh, it's of God, it's of God. But then the same boss started saying to him, he's a devil. So you try to understand. You say, well, how do those things work? You know. So when we got sorting out his things, so I started thinking, but you know, it's the same thing that I said with Cartrola. Ah, it's a job from God. The Lord opened the door. Hallelujah. But then the next day we say it's not from God. So what is really from God? Then I started thinking of this one here. That day how I felt. Ah, it was just a feeling. You see. So after my interview yesterday with Microsoft, which went very well, and they haven't contacted me yet, I was going home and got home, and I said to my wife, look, let's go to Sister Lydia. We go with flowers, and we packed our bags. We went with flowers. And while we were going now, this lady reads. I said, hello, George. It's me, Fiona. I said, which Fiona? It's Fiona. We were speaking last week about MJ. I said, what do you want? You see, she said, no, I'm ringing because those people from MJ fly. Now, please, try to understand them. Don't be upset. But just listen to what I'm saying. So the people at MJ fly, they want to give you the job. But what they said is, can you please speak to George, because we don't want to lose him. We want him to take this job. So if you can speak to him and persuade him, we'll let him come for 1 month. If he comes for 1 month, and then we'll see how he does and we'll keep him on. And I said, and she was persuading him. So I said to her in the car, I said, Fiona, why are you trying to convince me to take the job? She said, what do you mean? I said, no, I'll take the job. Because 1 month is okay, even if I work for 1 month, maybe I'll have a job with Microsoft after that. See, so I just want to praise the Lord to say, amen. The Lord is very faithful.
Amen.
You know, if he says he'll do it, he'll do it.
Amen.
And like we were saying with what Brother Max was saying about Brother Daniel, there'll come times in our lives when we will have our earthquakes in there. There's times also my wife, she has to stand by my decision to leave my job. And if she stands faithfully by my decision and doesn't fight my decision, her prayers are going to open doors for me.
Amen.
You know, so to think, yesterday I had no job, but tomorrow I'm going to work.
Amen.
I can't understand how that works, you know. But it's a supernatural God, because it's not easy at the moment to change. Because many people in my old job said, George, don't be stupid. You need to find a job before you... I said, no. My principles, they don't work like yours. Because the principles we use are God's principles.
Amen.
So with God, you can... Okay, I want that one, and you will. And then the Lord comes, and he gives you the job. And they so pray for me. I'm nervous as well, because I'm starting a job. I've never really done that type of job. They say it's cloud computing. So I'm quite nervous the whole day, since yesterday. When, if you talk to me, you see my mind starts going further. I said, hey. You know, my other job, I was called, I could go in there, and the people would say, John, because I could fix I could fix 60 problems one time. But I've never done this type of work before. So just pray for me that,
amen,
if the Lord, like Ramak said tonight, and I believe it as well, is if the Lord wanted me to go there where they said they didn't want me, and they phone me back and say we want him to come because we're scared to lose him, maybe there's something there for me. Just pray,
amen,
for me.
Amen.
Praise,
amen,
God.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God is God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's rise in our feet. Amen. Sing the song. Sing the song, How Great Thou Art. Amen. Don't sing your soul. Amen. How great thou art.
Bye. Let us tell how great he is. Let's all with our heart together in one accord. Let's lift him up this evening and say, Lord, you are great. Oh, you are above everything. Oh, you spread from the east to the west, from the north to the south. Oh, you said Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. There's no one like, so great like you, Lord. We thank you that, Lord Jesus, we have the name that is above all names. We have that name that is above all other names. Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight, that the great I am the I am. Oh, you are in the midst of your children, because you have promised that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst, Lord. Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, you have come down, oh, yourself, Lord. Oh, to be in the midst of your children. We thank you, the Lord. Oh, you have come, oh Lord. Oh, to hear your children. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We give glory to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. You are so great, Lord. You are excellent. Oh, you are marvelous. You are wonderful. Oh, yes. What can we say? Thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, the great I am. We bless you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this evening. We give all the glory to you. We bless you, Lord. Oh, yes. Wonderful Jesus. You are excellent. You are great. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, that's what our heart sings this evening, Lord Jesus. Lifting up your name, O God, which is above all other names. Father, we thank you that you are God. I am the I am. Father, we thank you for today, Lord, our going outs and coming ins, Lord. We thank you for our working places, in our homes, in our schools, in our colleges. Father, we thank you, God, even for generous mercies you've given to us. Oh, to come to your presence this evening, Lord. Father, one thing we look tonight is you, God. And as you said, where two or three are gathered together in your name, where your name is the center of their discussion, Lord, you are in their midst, Lord. So, Father, we know that you are here, O God. So, Lord, we are not looking at the number. We are looking, Lord Jesus, your presence among your children, O God, your presence in your church, Lord. So, Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are here. Lord, even as we have come, O God, we know it was you that had called us, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for the joy bells that is in our hearts, Lord, this evening. And so, Lord, now we humble ourselves now. Yes, oh, Father, we sit at your feet, O God. We want inspiration from your word, O God. And, Father, inspiration comes from you, Lord. Yes. And we know every word, Lord Jesus, has already been inspired. Oh, that is profitable for your children, O Lord. So, Father, tonight, O Lord, let's receive from you, as you said, blessed are they that you have caused to approach unto you, and that, Lord, they will be satisfied with the goodness of your house. So tonight, Lord Jesus, here we are, Lord. Oh, humbling ourselves, Lord, let your word, O God, now, oh, come as a seed upon us and bring the fruits, Lord, to glorify your name. We thank you, Lord. Bless the reading of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. The weather has started changing, but that's not going to stop us from coming to the house of God. You are all welcome to the house of the Lord. So once again, tonight, we look at our studies again. The same scripture. Amen. Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. Amen. Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. Let's read the word. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, in the days past, he said he spoke to the fathers through what? Through the prophets. Yeah. But in this last day, He has spoken unto us by his Son. Do you see the difference here? Oh, praise God. You see the privilege that we have. Amen. Oh, Lord, bless your word this evening, Lord. And Father, oh, that Lord Jesus, you want us, Lord, to receive, God. Open our hearts, Lord, to receive them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Last week, quoting from the prophet, he said, if the Lord, last week we read that quote, he said, if the Lord continue to bless and we go on, we will get into some real deep things. Amen. Praise God. This book of the Hebrews, this book of Hebrews. Amen. He said, if the Lord will bless us and we continue, he said, we will get into what? Real deep things. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And last week, I think something struck last week. Amen. Amen. Which I believe it is your prayer and my prayer. Amen. That we will never come to that situation. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The situation whereby he said, someone can be what? Spiritually blinded. Amen. Spiritually asleep. Amen. Till he cannot even see the presence of God in the midst of the people. Amen. Amen. That the person even who is sitting next to you will be rejoicing because he has seen what? The Lord. Amen. And then the next person doesn't see anything. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And we know how he was talking about Paul going to Damascus. And then that light shone upon. And he said it was only Paul saw the light. All the people around him didn't see it. Amen. Tonight as he's here, oh, I believe, I see him and you see him. Amen. That's the most important thing, my brother. Amen. Recognizing his presence. Looking at his word, because his word is always true. That where you have gathered in my name, I am in your midst. Praise God. So, just going back to what we read last week about Paul, he said, and Paul on his road down to Damascus, about noon one day, a great light shining down and struck him to the ground. And he said, no one saw it but Paul. I want you to notice that. The prophet said, I want you to notice that. No one saw him. So tonight, I believe we see him. Amen. He said, now, the men that were with him did not see that light. But it was there just the same. Amen. Amen. Oh, he's here just the same. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. Praise God. He said, now it is possible that someone could see Christ in this building and no one else can see him. Amen. Amen. He said, it's possible that someone can see Christ in the building here tonight and someone also will not see him. Yes, sir. So how many see him tonight? Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Praise God, he's here. And he gave an example of how Peter was in prison. And the angel went in there and touched him. Praise God. From the inner guards, they were what? Asleep. Praise God. He touched Peter and took him out through the inner gate, into the outer gate, into what? Into the city gate. Oh, praise God. And no one saw him, saw the angel. Praise the Lord. Oh, and then he talked about the wise men also, the three wise men. They saw that star pass through all kinds of what? Radar and all kinds of things, but yet no one saw the star. But it was there all the time in the night. But only the wise men saw him. Tonight we see him. He said, look, someone will be drinking in the blessings of God, and the next fellow sitting by him don't see anything. Amen. Yes, praise God. Tonight, I believe we all see him. Lord, we are welcoming our mates tonight. Yes, Oh, we thank you for your great presence tonight.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, you've come in to bless your children upon these studies that we are still on. Amen. So this scripture that we have read, verse 1 and verse 2, it talks about what? Two group of people. Amen. One group we heard from what? The prophets. And another group we heard from him. We heard from him, the son himself. Amen. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
So the prophet was saying here that this, when he started with the teaching on the Hebrews, he said, the whole first chapter is exalting Jesus.
Amen.
And separating him from the prophets and from the law. Amen. The whole first chapter of Hebrews, he said, it does what? It exalts Jesus, and then it separates him from other prophets. Praise God. And from the law. And then it shows who Jesus is. Amen. My brother, this word separating. Oh, let's watch it. My brother, let us also, as we have been called, let something actually prove in us that we have been called and separated.
Amen.
Completely unto his word, unto his service. Amen. So, the prophet stressed, he said, and so, when Paul started to write these Hebrews, look at the way he said he started. He started with what? God. Amen. God.
Amen.
Who at sundry times spoke. See, God. That's where he started from. So now tonight, let's look at the prophets. You want to see something about the prophets? And as we go down, surely we may have something more to pray about tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So he started with what? He said, now, let's talk about what? God's prophets tonight, the true servants of God. Who are they? He said, God will send his prophet like Elijah, Jeremiah, and Isaiah. And if you notice, never in all the history of the world did ever the church produce a prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Never ever did what? A church produce what? A prophet in this world. They are always what? Sent.
Amen.
They are called and sent. Said nowhere. He said, search it in the Old Testament, the New Testament. There is nothing, let us say, show me any prophet that was ever raised of a church. No, sir. Said, show me one ever come up. And then he said, show me one time that a prophet, a real servant of God, that the ecclesiastical system of the world didn't condemn him. All the prophets that God sent, they were what? They were condemned. Amen. He said, just think of Jeremiah and Isaiah, all down through the Old Testament. They condemned it. Why? Why these prophets always that have been called and sent, they are what? They are condemned. Why?
Amen.
It's because they were foreshadowing Christ.
Amen.
They were foreshadowing what? Christ.
Amen.
So Christ's spirit was in them.
Yes, sir.
The spirit of Christ is always a thorn in the flesh of what? Unbelievers. So that's why they were always persecuted. So you remember, the prophet quoted Matthew 23:27-38, where Jesus rebuked, one of the rebuking ever, Jesus rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees. My, strongly, in their faces. So let's turn to that prayer, Matthew 23:27-38. He really rebuked them. Seriously. Amen.
Amen.
He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, For ye are like unto white sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Mine. Who? Praise the Lord. Matthew 23, 27 to 38. Look at that. So woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.
Amen.
For ye are like unto white sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outside, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Yes, sir. My. And the people were looking at him. Hey. Praise God.
Amen.
Because later, you see, you know, before he said this, he had gone into what? Into the temple and beat those people out from that. And who were making what? Doing a merchandise in the house of God. Mm-hmm. Beat them all up. Then they came to Jesus and asked him, which kind of authority do you have to do all this kind of thing? Through that, he started to say these things. And then he asked them, then let me ask you a question. Can you tell me by which authority John the Baptist came?
Amen.
They couldn't answer. Amen. He said, if you can't answer, I can also tell you what? The authority that I have. And then he started to rebuke them. Amen. Said, woe unto you, verse 29, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. See? And say, see, they do what? They build tombs and then sepulchres in the honor of what? The dead prophets. As if they what? They really what? Appreciated them. See, they do that. And then they will say, if I had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. You see? You build those tombs and sepulchres and garnish them nicely. And say, as for we, in fact, if I were dead that day, I wouldn't have been part of my fathers who actually killed the prophets. I wouldn't be part of it. And yet, these are people Jesus was talking to them. My brother does the same thing. Every Christian today asks him, if you that day you were when Jesus and Barabbas stood there and you had to make a choice, every Christian will say, if I were dead that day, I would have chosen Jesus.
Amen.
Every Christian will say it. I'm telling you, every Christian today will say, if I were there, I would have chosen Jesus. I would never say, crucify Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But the prophet said, look, Jesus is in your hands. What shall I do with this man called Jesus? He's in your hands. Praise God. And so now, it is the life that you are showing, it will prove what you say that day. Amen.
Amen.
Because today many people are crucifying Jesus afresh.
Yes,
by their life.
Amen.
You see, but you will say that, if I were there, I wouldn't have said crucifying. That's the same thing these people are saying. That if we were there, we wouldn't have what? Been part of the crucifying or persecuting the prophets. We wouldn't have done that. Then the 31, he said, wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourself that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. See? Fill ye up then the measures of your fathers. Then look at here. Say, ye serpents, ye generations of vipers, how can you escape damnation of what? Of hell. Oh, my brother, when you continue up to 38, you see how Jesus really condemned these people. Amen. And so these prophets that we are talking about now, we are still on these prophets who God spoke in time past unto the fathers through them. The prophet said, now God in sundry times and in diverse manners spoke to the fathers by the prophets. He said, now listen close here. The prophet said, now listen close here. The prophets of the old day were the spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. They were what? They were the spirit of what? Jesus Christ. If you are following me, just is we are in 88 now. Hebrew, the book of Hebrew. Now let's get that straight, because I don't think it's soaking in right. Now this is just like what a Sunday school. So we want to get this clear. See, maybe it has not gone in. He said, the prophets of old days were what? Were the spirit of Jesus Christ. Then he said, maybe, he said, get this thing straight. Maybe it has not yet soaked in well, but get it, that notice. Let's take the spirit of God that was in Moses. Amen.
Amen.
He said, perfectly is the foreshadow of Jesus Christ. All the Old Testament characters foreshadow the cross. We are talking about these four prophets. Amen. That God spoke to the fathers through them. Now, he said Moses was born a proper child. See? He was hid in the bulrushes, taken away from his parents and so forth. And he was a king. He was a leader. He was a lawgiver. He was an intercessor. He was a priest. Everything that he foreshadowed was what? Was Christ. Amen. He was foreshadowing what? Christ. That's what we said. Why? These people persecuted the prophets. It was because the spirit of Christ was in them. And the spirit of Christ is always a thorn in the flesh of what? Unbelievers.
Amen.
Amen. It's a look at David. David, a rejected king. Jesus also was what? A rejected king. David was what? Rejected, and he had to go when he was on the way onto what? Mount Olive. There he looked back to Jerusalem and what? And wept. And the prophet said about 800 years later, the son of David, the same also, sat upon that same mountain, looked at Jerusalem and wept.
Amen.
See, just a shadow. Amen. But we are going to concentrate on one tonight. That's Joseph. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at Joseph. Praise God.
Amen.
Joseph, he said, he was sold. Jesus also was sold. Amen. Joseph was sold for what? 20 pieces of silver. Jesus was sold for what? 30 silvers of what? Silver. They were both what? Sold. The same also. Another type. He said there were two condemned people with what? Joseph in the same cell. Amen. One was what? Saved. The other was condemned. The same thing, there were two convicts with Jesus on the cross. One was saved, one was condemned. What a type. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And now, another type. Both of them came out from their sufferings and they went to sit on the right hand of power.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Joseph came out from that situation he was in, that suffering, and went and sat on what? On the right hand of Pharaoh. He was the right hand man of what? Pharaoh. Jesus also, all right from the cross and all what? He went and sat on the right hand side of what? Of God. So both, oh, what a type. Praise God. Both out from their dungeons. sufferings. They what? They were elevated onto the highest positions. It's a type of what? Prophets that really foreshadowed what? Christ. Amen. Anytime Joseph is going out, there will be trumpets blowing, people going before. Joseph is coming. Every knee had to bow. Oh, yes, sir. The same also. Jesus coming with the same kind of water, shout and trumpets, and every knee has to bow, and every tongue has to confess. Oh, yes, sir. What a type. Praise the Lord. Then, that's where the point we are going to look at tonight. Yes, sir. The prophet said, Joseph died, he left a memorial. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Joseph died, he left a memorial. And that memorial is what? Was his dry bones. Amen. He told the people, look, when I die, don't bury me here. Praise the Lord. Amen. But one of these days, God is going to visit you. And when you are going up to the promised land, take my bones along with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. One of these days, God is going to visit you. And you got to live here. This is not your place. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so his bones were what? A memorial that was there. Amen. And the prophet was saying that I could see an old Jew after the day's work where he has gone. For the taskmasters have beaten him and tired. But when he comes, he looks at the bones. He said, oh, hallelujah. I know one of these days I will be gone. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. A memorial. People look at the bones and they believe what Joseph has said. And so became a memorial for them. Looking at the bones, dry bones, my brother. And someone can take what? Take faith out of it and say, one of these days, someday, I'm going out. Praise the Lord. Looking at them, dry bones. I will never stay here. All these my sufferings. All these my taskmasters driving me up and down. This is not my place. Amen. I'm looking at the bones, those dry bones. He said one of the days is coming. Amen. He will visit us and I'm gone. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Then the prophet said, Jesus also left a memorial. Oh, and the memorial he left was what? Empty tomb. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Jesus also left a memorial, an empty tomb. My brother, look at the things here. You see, it is what? The two verses that we have just read. One is what the prophets talking. God talking to what? The fathers through the prophets. Amen. And then in this our day, he said, the Son of Man is speaking to us. He talked to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now look at those who were listening to the prophets, the faith that they had, looking at dry bones, and know that he's not going to stay here. And then the Son, God speaking through the Son to us, leaving a memorial, empty tomb. And my brother, we look at empty tomb. Do we have faith to know that we, our Lord, my Redeemer, liveth? And so no matter what this world will destroy, this my body will beat me up and down. All the troubles, I know my Lord, my Redeemer liveth. Amen. Because there is an empty tomb. Amen. Oh, praise God. Do we look at the empty tomb? People looking at dry bones. And then they have faith that I'm not going to live here. This is not my place. I'm going out. And then we also, God has spoken through to us through the Son. He also left us a memorial, an empty tomb. But my brother, look at the way how. Praise God. See, look at the way how. Because we are going to look at their faith. When you look at Hebrews 11, you see, look at their faith. Praise the Lord. Oh, my brother, someone can look at the bones and say, someday I'm going out. And we see the resurrection power. Amen. And still want to what? Want to just live like we are dead people. Oh, my brother. Yes, sir. We have everything. When on the cross, he said, it is finished.
Amen.
Brother. Finished. Everything finished. All that the promise is here is for us for a take. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at then the prophet was reading at Hebrews 37. Hebrews 11, 37 to 40. My brother, let's take notice of this. Memorial, dry bones. Someone can look at it and say, someday I'm living here. And there is what? An empty tomb to prove that he has conquered death. Amen.
Amen.
He overcome the grave. Amen.
Amen.
And so I will never die. He said, look at those people who heard through the prophets. Amen. God spoke to them by the prophets. He said, look at them. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. No one cared for them. They wandered in the deserts, in the mountains, in dens, in caves of the earth. They had to run. They are always pursued. Oh my. He said, all this, and this all, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise. Mine. Look at this. They receive not what? The promise. But God, having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. My brother, you see where we are. Last 2 weeks or something, we were on that. That these people are waiting on us.
Amen.
Without us, they can never be perfect. Look at the way how they lived. My brother, look at the way how they lived. And yet, without us, they cannot be perfect. Through faith, they return good reports. They would rather die than to what? To refuse their faith. Denounce the name of Jesus Christ. They would rather die. And these are the people that are waiting on us. Because he said, God has provided a better thing for us. That means we, God speaks to us through his Son. And whilst they had looked to bones, we have been looking toward the resurrection power. Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet said, then Paul stand and said, but without us, they are not perfect. For they only looked to the cross. They looked to the cross. They didn't see it, but by faith they looked to the cross. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But we looked through the cross.
Amen.
You see the two verses? You see the parity? You see how it is being presented? The prophet presented it. Amen.
Amen.
The two verses. Oh, wonderful. He said we will really get into what deep things. He said we have Christ, we have the Spirit of Christ after it had become a human flesh to dwell amongst us. We come here by the Holy Ghost, which is a far better plan that we have received from God. See? And then the prophet said, sometimes I wonder what Christianity expects today. Said a preacher, it's not only a preacher, everybody is a preacher. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Said a preacher or some new church calls himself a prophet, walks up there and say, he wants what? The best car. He wants the church to buy him the best car. And he had to raise his salary every 6 months. Today. And he wants what? He wants to have only the best. He wants to have the best home. The best clothes. You see? Then the prophet said, what will we do when we stand in the presence of those men who wandered in goat skins and sheep skins, no place to lay their heads, wandering about in deserts, and somebody can make fun of us, and we are ready to quit church and not go back anymore. What Christianity requires today? We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Look at the way how they went through, waiting on us, and then when we shall stand before them, brother, Maxwell will stand before them, and then God will begin to play back what I was doing.
Amen.
What I was doing while they were waiting on, so you were waiting on, so this is what you were doing. My brother, it would be a shameful thing,
Amen.
Praise God. Whilst we, that song, wear a crown.
Amen.
Give me this in the words. Wear a crown. Give me the words. Wear a crown. Praise the Lord. So must I be carried to heavens on beds of roses? Oh my. Whilst others toil. Oh my brother, my sister. That day, we got to be very, very careful, my brother, my sister. Because without us, they are not perfect. We are running the last lap of the race. And we know, as the other day we had, Olympic Games or whatever, they normally put what? The best runner on the last. You are the best runner.
Amen.
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 To finish the race. And so now they are standing, just waiting on us to cross the line and win the crown. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And now look. Must I be carried to the skies on flurried birds of ease while others fought to win the prize and sail through what? Bloody seas. Let me get another one. Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? Is this vile world a friend to grace, my brother? To help me unto God, this world, this vile world, can never take you anywhere. The last one, sure, then let's do that. Sure, I must fight. Let us fight, brethren. If I will reign, then increase my courage, Lord. Increase my courage, Lord. I will bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Oh, wonderful, my brother. That's the way how we got to. The prophet said, he said, oh God, be merciful to us. Amen. The way how these people, through faith, oh, they were looking at bones, though. Huh? Dry bones. In a foreign land. We are also pilgrimages here. This is not our place. And we have a memorial. God has spoken to us through his son. His son has left a memorial for us, an empty tomb. In that foreign land, Joseph left a memorial which was dry bones. And they look at the dry bones. They believed what their prophet has spoken, that one day, oh, someday, God will visit you and you go out of here. And after the day's toil, after they have been beaten, they have what? Dropped them out, the muds, and come down tired. Oh, they look at the dry bones. And what? It just gives them what? Real faith again. Say, ha, ha, ha. Someday, I'm going. All these problems and taskmasters and all these things, it will be over once and for all. They were looking at that. And my brother, God has spoken to us through his son. And he has left us what? The memorial also, empty tomb, to prove that he is alive. There is a resurrection power. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And my brother, where is our faith? Where is our faith? Sure, we must fight. Amen. If we would like to reign, if we would like to carry the crown, then we must fight.
Amen.
And so our prayer must be always, Lord, increase my courage.
Amen.
So that I will bear the toils. I wouldn't like to be carried on what? Bed of roses. Oh, when they carry on bed of roses, my brother, they are taking you to hell. Huh? Bed of roses, we are going to hell. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I will endure the pain, Lord, supported by your word, O God. He said, oh God, be merciful to us. He said, in that day, he spoke by the prophets, but this day, through his son. Amen. Look at the privilege that we have. He said, that day, in that day, he spoke by the prophets. But this day, through his son, that was the word of a prophet there. Eh? This is the word of the son today. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, blessed the name of the Lord. He said, in other words, if you are looking at the shadow, the negative, you might make a mistake. Have you seen a photograph of the negative before? Hmm? Have you seen the negative? Amen. You see? They were looking at the negative. Oh, my brother. Oh, my. They were looking at the shadow, the negative. When you look at the negative, can you see even the dress, the colors? Can you see the colors? Said you can even make a mistake. Praise the Lord. But look at that situation, what they were able to return, the good reports that they were able to return. Then the prophet said, But this is developed. That means the negative has been what? Developed. When you develop it, what happens? Negative photograph. When you develop it, it shows what? The picture is clear. That's what the prophet is saying here. Amen. When you develop it, the picture is what? Clear. And now to us, the picture is clear. Amen. Amen. We are looking at what? A developed picture. We can see all the colors. So we shouldn't make a mistake.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I can say what my sister is wearing, the color. Oh, yes, sir. But negative, you cannot see it. And yet, they return what? Good report. And now everything has been made clear. There's nothing hidden. Oh, when the voice of the seventh messenger, when he begins to sound, all mysteries will be finished. Everything is finished. Everything is clear to us. There's nothing hidden. Every mystery has been given to us, my brother. Amen. We know Father, Son, Holy Ghost. We know what? We know the revelation of it. We know who is it. It's one, Jesus Christ. We know that the Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New Testament. Everything has been what? Made plain, clear to us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, sir. He said, that was by the prophets. This is by his son. See, these two verses, you see how the prophet is what? Bringing it. That was what? That was by the prophets. But this is by the son.
Amen.
That was a negative. This is what? Positive. Then the prophet said, amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. So you see it? There isn't a chance to lose. See? There isn't a chance to lose. It's positive thing. This day, through his son. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So my brother, looking at it, let's look at Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Amen. We are still in the book of Hebrews. And so, we read it the other time. Let's look at it again. It says, wherefore,
amen,
seeing we also are compassed about, my brother,
amen,
we are compassed about, we have been surrounded. There are all these people waiting. Amen. They are waiting for us to breast the tape. In this race, amen.
Amen.
With so great a cloud of witnesses. Great cloud of what? Witnesses. So he said what? My brother, let's lay aside every weight. Anything that weighs you down, put it aside, my brother. And the sins which doth so easily besets us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Amen.
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 Brother, let's finish the race. Looking, whilst you are running this race, you got to look at the memorial.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. You got to look at the memorial. Whilst you are running this race, whilst you are going through this pilgrimage, don't look at any other thing. Amen.
Amen.
But look at one thing, the memorial. Look unto Jesus,
amen,
the author,
amen,
and the finisher of your faith. Amen. He's the author, and he will surely make sure that what you will go through, he will be the finisher. Amen. Oh, that was what I told Brother George when he came to tell me the testimony. Ah, brother, that job, I don't know. This is the first time. I said, look, he's the what? He's the author of that job. Amen. And he will be the finisher of it. Praise the Lord. He's the author and finisher. And so everything that you are looking for, my brother, there is someone that has already started it. And that person will finish it for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Looking on to the memorial, the altar, looking on to Jesus for the joy that was set before him. You see? For the joy that was set before him endured the cross. See, Jesus saw the joy. Amen. And as we had the other day, who is the joy? It's you and me. Oh, praise the Lord. That when I die, oh, it's going to save my brother James.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So when he saw the joy afar off, looked seeing all of us, that when I die, he's going to save. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And so when he looked at it, the joy, he looked at the joy. My brother, let's look at the joy. Like a farmer, why does he sow? Why would a farmer who toil and toil and toil? He looked at the harvest. He has seen the harvest.
Amen.
That's why he's toiling. Oh, let us toil, supported by the word.
Amen.
Let's look at the harvest. The harvest. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus looked at the harvest of his toil. When he goes to the cross, he knows what is coming up. You and I. Amen. So he said, as Jesus is talking about, who, for the joy that was set before him, you see, endured the cross. He saw you, he saw me. So he endured the cross, despising the shame. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Let's despise the shame. Let's despise everything, my brother. Oh, yes, sir. Today here, tomorrow here, this problem here, my brother, look. Let it be what? Something what? Of no value. Amen.
Amen.
Despising the shame. And he sat down now at the right hand of the throne of God. My brother, that's our place. We will sit down together with him. Co-heirs. Amen. Sit down together with him. In that heavenly places. Amen. Because we have received the spirit of adoption. That makes us what? Co-heir with him. Praise the Lord. That's our place, my brother, my sister. Amen. So, my brother, tonight, look at the two things. We have finished with verse 1 and 2. Next week, Lord willing, we'll continue to what? We'll continue the other verses. Praise God.
Amen.
So, look at it now. Just two verses, it has taken us what? Two sermons. Now, my brother, look at it. The prophet has what? Made it. These two groups that have heard from God, one hearing from the prophets and one hearing from his son. And we are the one that have heard from his son. And look at what they that heard from the prophets. Look at all what they were able to do. And without us, we that have heard from the Son, without us, they cannot be made perfect. So, my brother, what are we doing tonight? My brother, he is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. So, what is your faith tonight? What's your faith tonight? Praise God. What's your faith? Where is your faith anchored? What's on your heart you need from the Lord tonight? Amen. He is the author and finisher of it. What you are looking for, what you want to be done in your life, whatever you are looking for, he is the author and finisher. And this race, just look at what? Look at the memorial. Oh, the empty tomb. Oh, hallelujah. And he will take you through. And so tonight, when he said it is finished, that means everything has already been what? Done. It's ready for you. By my stripes, you are healed. It's finished. If you are sick, amen. You just go. Look on that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. By his stripes, I'm healed. Amen. And receive your healing and go away. Amen. By faith. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, you look. And he said, I need this thing. Then you went, you go. He said, all things are possible to them that believe. Oh, yes, Lord, I believe this word. I believe it. Amen. Amen. Oh, you take it. Praise the God. Praise the Lord. He said, ask, seek, knock. If he has asked me to ask, then I will ask tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And if he said, I will supply all your needs. I will supply all your needs according to my riches in glory. He said, yes, I believe, Lord. It's mine. I've taken it. Every promise in this book is mine. The musicians, oh, every chapter, every verse, every line. Oh, I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in this book is mine. Oh, every promise in the book, oh, is mine. Is mine.
Every promise in His book is mine.
brother, my sister, tonight, even as we have sang this song, it is true. Every promise, in every chapter, in every line that is in this book, it is for you, enemy. And tonight, let's look at the people that were looking at dry bones and could know that where they were living is not their place. And tonight, the Lord has shown us Jesus. God spoke through all his Son to us in this last day. And he has given us the same memorial. Oh, the empty tomb, showing that he is alive. He is the resurrection and the life. Oh, that power is in our hands tonight. My brother, my sister, whatever you are looking for, now we got to prove that of the truth, we are the ones that all these great, great witnesses that have compassed about us, waiting for us, that we are worthy or to be the ones that can make them perfect. Amen. And all that we can do is to prove that all these promises that are here, they are what? They are fruits. It needs to be bear. It needs to be what? Seen in our lives. Because he said the fruits that we bear glorify him. Amen. And so, my brother, my sister, tonight, what you are asking for, he said, I am even the author of it. I am the author of all that you are looking for. Your request tonight, I am the author. And I'm the finisher. I will what? I will finish whatever you are looking for. And I will bring it to perfection. Oh, I am the life. I'm the resurrection and the life. And even if that situation is dead, you are saying that it is dead. He is the resurrection and the life. He is not dead. Life is there. It's your faith just to bring that situation up to life again. Oh, he's here tonight. My brother, my sister, let us now put our request before him this evening, because he's more than faithful to every promise which has never failed. He's just as faithful to every promise that he will give. And after, we shall thank the Lord for our precious brother, George, that this job, oh, the Lord establishes it. Amen. It has already been established. And he is the finisher of all things. So let us now tonight bring our request before him. Let us all pray. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I'm looking at the memorial. I'm looking at the memorial, Lord. And I know that, Lord Jesus, you are alive, God. Oh, my Redeemer liveth. And I know that, Lord, every word that, Lord, you have given, oh, Lord Jesus, it will never, Lord, fail, oh, God. So, Father, tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I bring, oh, God, every request, Lord, before you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Wonderful. Let's remain where you are. Let's sing that song. Jesus, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, see, oh, save me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Oh, wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. wonderful God. Even as we look at what he has done for our precious brother George, we know that our God, oh, he's always, his ears are always down, oh, to hear his children. And Father, tonight we want to say thank you. The church wants to say thank you. Let us all with one accord and with one heart, oh, because we know this job is established. So let us just thank the Lord. Let's everybody thank the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for our precious brother, Lord. We believe the Lord Jesus. It is an answered prayer. We know the Lord. It is established, oh God. Because, Father, you don't give things in a halfway, Lord. We believe the Lord Jesus. You have accomplished it. Our prayer, the Lord Jesus, grant our brother the wisdom, oh, the knowledge. Oh, Lord Jesus, all that, oh God, he will need, oh Lord, at his working place, Lord. Father, we commit it into your hands. And the Lord Jesus, even let his presence, oh God, we know the Lord, the purpose why you are sending our brother to that place, Lord. It is not only for his job, but because, oh, your lost child is there, a lost soul is there. The Lord Jesus, you want his presence there, oh God, oh, to be a light, a light, a light, a light that will shine in that working place, Lord. Oh, to bring, Lord Jesus, the awareness of your presence in this our day. The Lord Jesus, his presence in that working place, Lord, will be an illumination, oh God, of your light, oh Lord. Bring us many, the Lord Jesus, you desire, oh God. Oh, to bring them, oh Lord, to your salvation. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, oh God, that your purpose is always good, Lord, for your children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know one thing? There is a purpose behind it. There is a purpose, and God's purpose is always good. That it is not a question of the job, but he wants his son to be in that place. That he will be a light to shine upon that working place. Because he has some of his children there that needs to see the light. Even his presence to bring the awareness that there is a living God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. That's all what, Lord, we are looking forward to, that our brother, apart from the job, Lord, his presence, Lord, will what? Will be a light. That will portray you, O God. Oh, to the lost souls, Lord. Father, that's what we are looking at tonight also. Praise God. Oh, we thank the Lord for all that he has done for us. So we shall sing that song again. Wonderful, wonderful. And we shall ask our precious brother, Wilmore, you come and close us in prayer. Amen. Wonderful. Let's sing that song and then we ask our precious brother to come and close us in prayer.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is the King.
Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is here. Saving me.
thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace tonight and your mercy, Lord, in bringing us into this place, Father, that we could hear your word. Father, bless, Lord, where we could feel free to worship you. Lord, oh God, there is many, many other people that have desired to be in such a place, Lord, tonight. But because of circumstances, Lord, Father, it was not possible for them. So we also want to appreciate it, Lord, and say thank you that you have given us such grace, Lord, that we could come and be ministered to, Lord. And Father, even as we leave, Lord, we feel that we've been encouraged. Lord, we feel, Lord, that we've been raised up in our spirits, Lord. Father, to go again, Lord, and do thy will out there. Father, we pray, O Father, that, Lord, it be a burning desire in our hearts, that every day that we wake up, Lord, we would desire to do something for your kingdom. Yes. Lord, O God, we submit ourselves to your word, Lord, that you may use us, Lord Father. Let us be your mouth, let us be your hands, Lord, let us be your eyes and your legs, Father. For, Lord, there's a great cloud of people, Lord, that is waiting somewhere. Yes. For they cannot be perfected without us, O God. Yes, Lord. And Father, we do not want to let them down. For Lord, you trusted us to be the last runner, Lord. Amen. You trusted us, Lord. Father, such men like Daniel, such men like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, Lord, oh God, but you looked at them and you placed them in that edge, and then you looked at such men like Brother Maxwell, Lord, such men like Brother Mike, such men like Brother Vegas, Brother George, such men, Lord, Father, like us that are here tonight, Father, and you placed us in this edge, the most treacherous of all ages, Lord, yet, Father, the most glorious as well, Father, for your kingdom. Father, help us, O God, that, Father, O God, we may be true witnesses of the things that you have revealed unto us, Father, that as we go, let our testimony ring to the neighbor. Let it ring, Lord, to those that we work with, those, Lord, Father, that we do business with, Father. We just pray we be, Lord, Father, written epistles unto them, O Father. Lord, Father, we pray, Lord, thanking you for the things that you continue to do in our midst, O Father. Lord, how you've been working, Lord Father, to restore this and that. We are so thankful for that, Lord. And Father, as we heard even a testimony from our brother George, Lord, I believe it is not the last time we would hear, Lord, a testimony, but we are expecting more to come, Father, from this job that you have opened for him, Lord, even as he testified, Lord, that he is not able to do the work. Father, we are believing anyhow that you be with him and that you would reveal all the things he needs to do, Lord, for we have seen you do this thing and we believe you can do it once again. Bless our brother Mike, Lord, who's traveled, Lord. We pray you prosper him, Lord, and that you bring him back safely, committing his family into your hands, Father. Our sister Dube as well, we commit it to you, Lord, Father, that you bring her back safely, Father. Please be merciful unto us, Lord. As we go home tonight, we believe, Lord, Father, that you keep us safe, Lord. We believe, Father, that you would bring us back again on Saturday, Lord, and that you bring our brother with a word in season. We pray you use him, O God, to speak, Lord, Father, and establish us, Lord, in unity. And we want to commit our sister Patience into your hands. Father, may you continue to keep her safe, Lord. And that, Father, O God, what a glorious day it will be when the phone rings and we hear the word that the child has arrived, Lord. We are believing it, Father, O God. Father, we thank you for it, Lord. And we commit it into your hands. Bless every other person, Lord, Father. You know the requests of your people. I just pray that you prosper every one of them, Lord, Father, tonight, Lord. We ask it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus is to me, Counselor.